Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org. As you know, with a new year sometimes comes a few changes. A change for us is that we will be taking a hiatus in several markets at the beginning of the new year. Denver, Atlanta, Portland, Little Rock, Orlando, and Tampa. At the start of 2023, we will not be broadcasting in these radio markets. However, if you are in those cities, you can still listen to What's Right, What's Left online at thewordcleveland.com. That's thewordcleveland.com. Cleveland, as you know, is our home market. We expect that this hiatus will be temporary, but we need to take a hiatus while we catch up on a few bills. We are a donor-supported ministry, so thank you to those of you who have been supporting us from those cities, and we look forward to getting back with you on the radio in those cities as soon as possible.
Speak now to those who rule the former republic of these United States, for you know your crimes. I do not intend for this to be all-inclusive of the charges for which you should be brought to justice. Time does not permit me the luxury of an all-inclusive indictment. Only those which an average man, a free man, finds most abhorrent and deserving of your arrest, conviction, execution, and eternal damnation. We, the American people, are your enemy. Not because we want to put your throat under our boot, not because we want to loot your life savings, not because we are allied with nations, powers, and institutions outside of the constraints of the original Constitution and common law. Not because we wish to write laws, rules, regulations to tax and criminalize you while exempting ourselves from any manner of law. Not because we have written a law that denies you a day in court with a jury of your peers before execution. Not because we have pre-positioned war materials across the nation in case you object. Not because we wish to plunder the wealth of other nations and distribute the booty among our friends and sycophants. Not because we wish to destroy, that we may then offer salvation, our iron fist, enclosed in a velvet glove, but only for a time. Not because we wish to be our enemy, but because you have given us no choice. Through the use of subtle and blatant law, you have systematically destroyed the Constitution of these United States. No, we are not all ignorant of the meaning behind the gold fringe on the flags in our courts of so-called law. Nor have we ignored your passing of massive, unintelligible legislative tomes, largely unread and written by the very industries they are purported to regulate, with the effect that now international corporations wield the power of law, and as such, the gun, to enforce and guarantee their profits, to the negation of individual choice, liberty, and the security of the American people. Through lies, deception, deceit, and disinformation, you have systematically destroyed our monetary system, necessitating the use of force to coerce not just your own citizens to use this worthless and worse, a debt instrument as currency, but have killed millions in other nations in an effort to force them only to use this totally debauched and worthless currency. Through lies and disinformation, you have erected a vast army of tax enforcement, with a court system of its own and a monumental collection of ambiguous and fluid regulations insurmountable by mere citizens, but that can be overseen by an obvious tax cheat. Such is the fairness of a system which was never ratified by the states, a fact acknowledged by, but held to be de facto law anyway, by a corrupt judiciary. You have caused revolutions to install puppet regimes so your corporate masters could feast on the carcasses of nations, installed corrupt and brutal dictators till it was advantageous to you to replace them. Again, more blood on your hands, more profit for the military-industrial complex, commodity corporations, and of course, your gods, the bankers. You have stolen trillions of dollars from the American people to bail out corrupt financiers and gamblers of Wall Street. Trillions more of the people's wealth has gone to domestic and foreign banks. Audits of the Federal Reserve money printers are denied to hide this duplicity. Trillions more go to corporations whose ineptitude should have led to their demise, but instead, they received bailouts. And they did bail out. Closing plants here and relocating overseas. Our money paying for our people to be thrown out of work. Mussolini, the father of corporatism, said that fascism should more properly be called corporatism, the joining of corporate greed and government power over the people. It is a fact that now America is a classic fascist state. You have codified into law, for the first time in the history of written law where there is a constitution, the power of the executive branch and military to kidnap, torture, and kill a citizen merely on your claimed suspicion that they are affiliated with terrorists. Then, claiming national security and forced signings of non-disclosure agreements, all involved in the disappearance are silenced, and an American is just gone, disappeared. And who are these suspected terrorists? By your own Homeland Security, a partial list reads like the best America has to offer. Christians, veterans, constitutionalists, libertarians, Austrian economics advocates, gun owners, preppers, survivalists, citizen journalists, and whistleblowers of your lawless actions. I speak, of course, of the 2013, 12, 13, and now 14 NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. You have promoted racial hatred within our borders and promulgated that division that the American people are at odds with one another because of skin pigmentation. The fact is that you have built these divides and exploited them. Divide and conquer is a strategy as old as the Roman Empire. You have, through false flag attacks, vilified a race and religion that has not attacked the United States. On the contrary, the United States is demonstrably the aggressor. Just as General Wesley Clark repeatedly stated in 2007, and I quote, "We are going to take out seven nations in 5 years." I'm surprised he wasn't given an exploding Mercedes for that one. Then again, he's not a journalist, but possibly just a mouthpiece sent to give us the requisite warning. You are behind schedule. That internet is a hindrance to you, is it not? And to that, you are at this moment considering legislation to the effect of licensing journalists and free speech. To license is to give permission to do that which would otherwise be illegal. Such licensing destroys the Fourth Estate, whose most important role historically in this country used to be watching you, but no longer. Now you wish to give your lapdogs golden collars, and in your typical fascistic fashion, limit the free speech of the real and growing new Fourth Estate, bloggers, independent journalists, YouTubers, and any not under your influence. We who are not the recipients of your stolen largesse and who would never accept a role of controlled opposition for 3 million pieces of silver, let alone 30, to protect your great treason, are the reincarnation of the pamphleteers at the founding of this nation. And just as King George could not stop the spread of the idea of liberty, neither will you be able to stop the truth. Your growing use of free speech zones notwithstanding, your every tyrannical act adds fuel to the fire which will consume you. You are admittedly poisoning our skies and soil with barium salts, aluminum, and other toxic compounds. You long denied it, but now you say it is classified. Masters don't explain their actions to slaves. Classified. None of your business. Even how our so-called representatives vote on military action is now classified. You have corrupted our food supply while you make it against the law for a food product to be labeled contains no GMOs. Your congressional cafeteria is a GMO-free zone, as is the cafeteria of the British Parliament, and as is the cafeteria at Monsanto, where they create these Frankenfoods. More hypocrisy. Our voting machines are owned by private corporations, and no one, not even you, representative, are allowed to see the programming, as it is a proprietary secret of a corporation. The ease of vote rigging exposed in the video Hacking Democracy and Ron Paul supporters can tell you firsthand about your voter fraud, Republican style. Yet you, who have destroyed the sanctity and security of the vote here, have the hypocrisy to point to other tyrants and demand fair elections of them, but only if the tyrant is not of your making. There is much more. Health insurance, fascism, pharmaceutical, fascism, environmental, fascism, big agri, fascism, the prison industrial complex, fascism. Virtually every aspect of an American's life is now directly affected by the merging of government with international corporations. But for the sake of brevity, I will address only one more, the big lie, the great treason. A foreign nation, ever aggressive and violent to its neighbors, has suborned the so-called representatives of the people of these United States to treason. Further, it is with the people's money that this bribery has been perpetrated. A nation formed on exaggerated guilt over an ever-increasingly exposed, exaggerated occurrence. The very questioning of the validity of these claims now criminalized in some European nation. What truth needs the power of the gun to defend it? A nation-state who never lives up to a treaty obligation nor ever pays back a loan. A nation-state that receives billions of dollars annually in grants of cash, weapons, and loans, which it will never, ever be asked to repay. A nation-state racist to the core, who abuses its own citizens, is apartheid, has even sterilized minority immigrants, yet who wears race on its sleeve as a deception. Any questioning of the actions of this nation-state is called racist. A nation that has killed Americans in international waters in an attempt to false flag the United States into war with Egypt, a nation we had no quarrel with. Ironically, the attack was on a vessel named Liberty. A nation-state in possession of hundreds of nuclear weapons has admitted in documented discussion in its own legislature, and the delivery system sufficient to threaten any point in the world, yet who refuses to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. This fact alone makes it against American law for it to receive aid from the United States. Additionally, this state has been exposed for attempting to sell nuclear weapons to apartheid South Africa. But what does law matter when to run for high office in the United States, a prerequisite is to take a pilgrimage and show obeyance to this nation state? To whom do your duties lie, Representative? For whom do you concern yourself? That's a rhetorical question, for the answer is all too clear. No, we're not your enemy because we wish to be. We are your enemy because you have left us no choice. For the future of these United States to not be a corporate gulag controlled by an international elite, for these United States to not be the greatest threat to world peace, for these United States to not be a threat to the food supply of the world, for these United States to not be the next destructive empire, for these United States not to be the reason for thermonuclear war that destroys humanity, for these United States to not be the club by which millions more in the Middle East and Africa are murdered in the lust for profit and at the behest of a cancer we ourselves planted in Palestine. For these United States to be a place where my grandson can have equal justice under the law. For these United States to return to a republic. For justice and the rule of common law and respectful of natural rights. We, the real Americans, must declare ourselves your enemies, and as such, enemies of the police state you have so craftily and illegitimately created. My name is Chuck Smith, Texas, USA, and I say to you openly and without reservation, I pledge my life, my wealth, and my sacred honor to stand in the defense of the original Constitution of these United States, to expose you for the war criminals and perpetrators of crimes against humanity that you are, and with my last breath to spit in your lying eyes. Cry havoc and loose your dogs of war on us if you will. I am not alone, for we, the real American public, are your enemy.
Alrighty, we are back. And Joe and Wendy, you know, something, I look at and I just scratch my head. Today I was listening to these Republican congressmen, and they were talking about if we could just get Joe Biden, you know, when they finally got him to go to the border, right? And but, of course, they sanitized everything. So they made sure that Joe Biden didn't see one single illegal alien. You know, I mean, this was all Hollywood, all set up. But they're talking about
dog and pony show,
right? They're talking about if Joe Biden could only talk to the oil men, understand that we need, if he would talk to the people, understand that we need cheaper gas. We need the farmers. The farmers need they need to be able to plant their crops now, and they've got to have the manure. They've got to have
nitrogen.
Yeah, and so all of these things. But see, here, it's kind of like saying if Hitler only knew the damage he was doing to the Jews, if we could just talk to him and see. People somehow, you know, and I look at that and I think to myself, Congressman, how stupid are you? Now, Joe and Wendy, now you are pretty smart folks. And if I was to ask you, what is your most, right now, the most serious threat to you, China, Russia, North Korea, or Washington, D.C., and the Democratic Party? What group out there wants to take away your freedom, They want to control you every aspect of your life. They want to kill your children and depopulate our country. Who is it? Is it China, Russia, North Korea, or is it the Democratic Communist Party?
That's not even a real question. The enemy is within. The enemy is our own government that has been, we've been taken over. There's been a revolution going on, and most Americans don't even realize they're in the middle of a revolution and they're losing.
Well, and I keep watching these people, and on Fox News, it seems like they have been inflected. They've come down with a really bad case of stupid. It's like they just can't. It's, in other words, until they're told out there by their trainers, they're in NBC, ABC, CBS, and the mainstream media, until they're told, now you can believe this now, they even though it's right in front of them, the idea is, what are you going to believe? What they're telling you, or your lying eyes, things that you see right in front of them. Now, there are people out there, listen, there's Democrats out there, I know some of them, will tell you that the border's secure. That the border's secure. Even though 5 million people have come through there, and they've got a really bad case of stupid. The Bible, what does the Bible refer to them in Proverbs 2? The simple-minded. Simple-minded. And so, anyhow, sometimes I just sat there and I just scratched my head thinking, when are they going to wake up to the reality of what's happening all around them? We saw a case of this. I'll just say this, and I think what we're going to do, Joe, do you have any major articles you want to get out tonight before we open the phone lines?
Yeah, I think we should bring out the fact in the military. Let's see where the trouble is. There's so many things here. Here's the story I wanted. Terrified children won't even go to the bathroom all day long with the woke rule. Girls, this is Joe Kovacs writing, girls spend more time in the restroom. They're more vulnerable. And there's a pastor, Anthony Cooper, at the Life Church in Shelby, Ohio. And he's saying right there that the school children are terrified about the new transgender restroom policy there. And in the Shelby City School District in Ohio. And he said, I'm really devastated about what's taking place. We're finding many of these girls won't go to the bathroom all day long because they are so afraid. And he is trying to get clergy and parents to stand up. He said, we will not sacrifice the safety and privacy of children on the altar of political correctness. And they're fighting this LGBT movement. He said, we're not hateful. We just want community to be safe. And the school board is doing nothing but assisting the evil, the wickedness. And, this is happening all over America. We've listened to this political correctness. People tried to go along with what somebody said is right or wrong instead of, in the old days, going to the Bible, looking at God's Word. And right now, the same, just to go with this, there's a new book out called In the Schools. This book is gay, and it's being put out all over. And it's in the New York City middle schools. And it starts out one of the, it's so profane, I don't know what I can say on the radio, but one of the chapters is all about strap-ons, and this is being given to children from 11 to 13. The book is gay, uses slang and edgy. It talks about anal sex, transgenders, different, all kinds of words that I can't do on the radio, and discusses orgies, kinks, all kinds of things. How to have girl-on-girl sex, etc. One of the passages starts out, let's talk about dildos. And then we turn around and see majority of teenagers report consuming pornography. The average age is around 11 to 12 years old, and it talks about 73% of our teenagers by the time they're 17 have been consuming pornography. 54% are watching it online at age 13 or younger. Yada, yada, yada. You put all these three things together, the three stories, we are destroying our children, the most precious thing that God has given us, our children, our grandchildren. And I do not hear the anger from the parents, the grandparents. I hear silence. I see this. I'm in a rage. And yet, nobody seems to want to stand up and fight and do
well,
something.
Well, Joe, the only reason those parents in that Shelby School District would leave their children in those schools is that they don't care anything for their children. Now, you folks in Shelby, I know we have a lot of listeners in that area. If you disagree, if you think, well, it there's nothing wrong with leaving your children, that is a degenerate. That Shelby School District is run by that school board by degenerate people. Now, if you have a disagree with that, you're welcome to call me. I'd be glad to have you come on the air with me on that. But you won't, okay? But anyhow, you see, Joe, people that love their children, listen to this, because I'm going to venture right into something that is really, I could get censored for, and that is common sense. I hold the common sense. Yes, that's right. That's where I'm going. And if you love your children, get them out of there. Wendy, just like, would you allow, if I had a daughter, I would never let my daughter go into the military. I would not let her. I would tell her, you go into that military. How would you like to be going into a shower and having some naked man come in there standing next to you? Would that intimidate you a little bit?
Yeah, I would be on my guard. Plus, since he's naked, I have a clean view of my target. I'm gonna kick him where the sun don't shine.
Alrighty, yeah.
But here's the thing: with the girls not going to the bathroom, they're gonna get urinary tract infections.
Exactly.
Now my daughter, who's now 30, she said when she was in high school, now the school on the outside looked brand new, but they didn't maintain anything. These people, they hire janitors and stuff, but, and they even have security guards that don't have any weapons. And the schools are wide open. They're not locked. They're not secure. I forgot my key one day, and the high school was a couple of blocks from my house, and I was out walking my dog, and I forgot my key. So I had to walk my dog, which was a lab, a black lab, and I went in through the bus parking lot and straight into the double doors that weren't locked. And I'm walking probably two corridors before one of their security guards notices me. And get this, Pastor, I'm just in blue jeans and a T-shirt, right, and sneakers, walking a black lab. He thinks, I'm there to check lockers with my sniffing dog.
Oh.
I didn't say anything to him except I need to go to the office. And he escorts me to the office and then leaves. And then I had the ladies in the office call my youngest son, because he had a key, bring it to the office so I can get back in. But my daughter said the school's bathrooms were not attended to and nobody wanted to use them. This is before you had this gender nonsense going on. This is like 2010. Okay, this is.
We got to go to the break. We have to go to before you do. How many lockers did you and your dog check?
We didn't check any.
All righty. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
And now the end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth, I know for certain. He gave me life, that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know, He did it His way. Regrets, He's had none, not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I. He brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, He did it His way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true, there was never anything that He couldn't do. My faith in Him never was any doubt. What He said, He carried out. All in all, as I recall, He did it His way. He lived, He suffered and died, but He arose in power and glory. In Him, I now abide. For history is just His story. His word is where life's at. And may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. He did it His way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his reward, then he has not. A broken heart, He can heal. And in His word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it His way. A broken heart, He can heal. And in His word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it His way.
Boy, did he. He did it His way. He's doing it His way. And in the end, you liberals are going to be in for a real rude awakening, because God always gets His way. Now, 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open, and we'll just go ahead and take Brian. Brian, you're in the air.
How you doing, Pastor Ernie and Joe?
We're doing okay.
Good. Hey, I wanted to kind of chime in. You know, Joe's really ahead of me on this again, but I was actually when I called in. You know, we all know that Obama signed that marriage bill to authorize, you know, here in the United States, our beautiful United States, that is, to recognize marriages between different sexes. And right after that, all across other countries in the world we live in, all a bunch of other country governments started signing the same bill. And here it is now, Joe Obama, which we, I guess Joe Biden, whatever you call him, but Yeah, he's been consecutively announcing that everyone should marry whoever they're attracted to, et cetera. And, you know, retailers, stores, and companies are now, when you go to fill out a job application, they're adding not just male and female, but they're adding other, you know, what's your other sex? And here lately, almost every night, when I turn on the local news, the school districts here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, they're having these school board meetings, and the parents are arguing and fighting about, you know, if not getting physical at each other, about, you know, which bathroom their daughter or their son, they should have the freedom to enter whatever bathroom that they choose. And then in the schools, you know, they took in God and Jesus out of the schools. They can't pray in the schools, but they can have this going on in the schools. And the other day I was in Walmart and here in the Dallas Metroplex, and I witnessed a uniformed Walmart store employee on the back aisle where the back stock, they keep the back stock, and she was on her knees with a burqa, you know, the type of clothing that they wear, worshiping Allah. This was in a retail store, and I'm like, what's going on here? So, and then recently, I was reading the New York Post, and there's a Norwegian actress named Tanja Jivajan. She faces up to 3 years in prison for saying men cannot be lesbians. And it states that a woman in Norway is facing up to 3 years in prison on criminal hate speech charges after saying that a man cannot become a lesbian. And it mentions Tanja Jivajan, a lesbian.
Yeah, I know.
Filmmaker.
Ryan, I'm going to have to, because of time and that, jump in. But look. Who is the author of confusion? The Lord Jesus said, God is not the author. Satan is the author of confusion. Satan is the god of this world. Now, God actually spelled it out. He literally spelled it out, told us, here's the way things are going to be, okay? When you see these things, then you'll know what dispensation you're in. You're going to know the timeline. So, we see all of these things happening just like God's word, the Bible said they would. And now we're here, and he has raised us up for such a time as this. And guess what? The people in Texas, the people anywhere, it's up to them to let those public school officials know very clearly, that their children are not to be taught that, and they should either pull their children out of the public schools, and if they don't, or take over those public schools. And that's happening little by little across the country. I know we've had up here where I live, but all across the country, parents are saying enough is enough is enough. And that's what I'm saying. Enough is enough. Got to move on. Who do we have next?
We have Mary from Stowe.
Mary from Stowe.
Hi, Pastor Sanders.
I know that, Mary. That's my old friend.
Pastor Sanders, I went to the NOACA meeting last night.
I did, too.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what I think, and you probably may not agree with this. I don't think if there had been 5,000 people there, it would make any difference at all. These people, it's my understanding, they are
appointed. Communist. They're globalist and communist.
Yes. And it doesn't matter what we say, they're rolling out their program.
That's right, and we have to resist it, we have to fight it, and we have to be more aggressive in attack. Where I was at, okay, let me tell you what I was at. They were booed. When they would put up on the screen, when they would ask you, what can we do, NOACA? And they give you those seven things asking you, what should you do? How can NOACA best help? The answer came up on the screen from all the people out there. Get out, leave our county, get away. When they ask about, now see, NOACA, do you know what they are limited, their authority to the roads and bridges. Did you know that?
Yes, and I think two things. One is we either go to the state or we get an attorney to sue them. Because if they're doing something unconstitutional, There's, I think it's the 1851 Constitutional Law Firm in Southern Ohio, Maurice Thompson. He does a lot of that work. I don't think what we do is going to make a hill of a difference. I think that we have to have more clout.
Well, we are working on it. Just for example, listen, this radio program turned out, there was about 100 people at our meeting last night. Uh-huh. And there wouldn't have been. They had like 20 chairs set up. They didn't expect anywhere near. And they had four sheriff's deputies there because they were, or police officers, rather. But here's the point. The point was the people came, and the people let them know very clearly, we don't want you. Now, when I asked you about this NOWACA, and NOWACA, for you folks that don't understand, that is the Ohio's version of Agenda 2030. And that's a whole different program. But anyhow, their only authorization is bridges and roads. But now they've decided that they're going to take over the environment and control the weather, that they want to control the weather. And, you know, the question was asked, what should we do with Lake Erie? And all the people put up on the screen, jump into it.
I know. They had a lot of funny things that from our group, too. But I just think that we've got to do something different to stop this. And I was wondering if we could sue them. Because if they're doing something unconstitutional, something that they were not appointed for, why can't
they? Okay, here's the thing. They can't do anything without your county commissioners. Your county commissioners are the ones that can say no. Your county commissioners can stop them dead in their tracks. That's where you have to go after. You have to go after your county commissioners. And your county commissioners have got to say, we want NOWACA out. But that's what you got to do. So you get after it, young lady. You get after it.
Okay. Well, you thank got you, your... Pastor Sanders.
God bless you, Mary.
You too. All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Who do we have next? Who
Ryan from Michigan.
We have another Brian. Brian from Michigan. Brian, you're in the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear you. I just wonder what your thought is on this. You know how in the Bible it says God made man a little lower than the angels? But
yeah.
I was reading last week, I think it's Daniel or Kings, about God sent one angel to wipe out like a whole army of, I don't know how many thousands of people, one angel. So it's hard to kind of reconcile that. How does one angel wipe out so many people?
Well, ask yourself this. What is a little to God? A little to God is not like a little to us, okay? And so, but here's the good news. We will be judging angels someday. Someday we will be in charge of angels.
Yeah, I remember reading that. Can I ask you real quick, too? What is the type of church you said don't be a 41C or something like that? It's in your control.
501C3, you're talking about. A 501C3, That's a corporation.
So if you're not doing that, do you have to pay, like, property tax? Is that how they get you? You're not considered a tax exempt, so you have to pay...
No, you don't have to. All churches are not only tax exempt, they're tax immune. Real churches. See, but when you become a 501c3, you cease to become a church. You become a corporation. You can put church on every brick on the building. But if you become a 501c3, you agree in a contract, in a covenant with the state, that the state, not Christ, is your head. You agree with that in contract. You agree that you are a corporation. Corpus means non-living creation of the state and not the living body of Christ. But I got to move on. But thanks, Brian. Who do we have next?
Marilyn.
Okay, let's go to Marilyn. Marilyn, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie.
Hi, Marilyn.
I have a question for you. At the beginning of the program, you list the states that are going to be dropped from the radio program, and it says it's only temporary. But how can that be when you said a long time ago that if a station is dropped, you never get it back?
Well, we've never been able to go back on the stations that we've been dropped off of, but Salem has told me that they have said that they will. That means they have to move everything around. But if we get up, we pay back, we get caught up in the bills, they will put us back on the station. So, Joe, have we ever been able to go back on
your program? I've supported your program ever since I've been listening to it, and it's a shame this has got to be the way it is.
Yeah, it is a shame, but you see, a lot of people out there listen, they benefit, but they're not carrying their weight. And other stations have kept them on, and so they've got 14 days. If we can get enough of a response in 14 days, but it's got to be not a one-time thing. It's got to be a continual. Then we would stay on the air.
Well, I've been praying for Pastor Ernie. I've been praying for the WRWL radio station, and I have prayed that some rich person out there, and I mean super rich, dig deep into those pockets and grant you $1 million to where you will never have to have it. Ask for donations again.
Well, you keep praying for that. You keep praying on that. And I've heard from a number of people that they believe that God's going to give us a miracle. And, you know, that's in God's hand. It's not mine. We've done all we can do, Joe and I. And so, but listen, thank you and God bless. And thanks for calling. We got
God
time
bless
for
you too.
One more fast call. One more fast call.
We got Cliff.
Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah. Hi. Is Wendy still there?
Yeah, Wendy, not Wanda.
Wendy, I said Wendy. Yeah,
oh, did
Wendy.
You?
Yeah, I know Wendy's blonde too. I know that, you know. Wendy, you know, there's articles in Google Scholar saying that curcumin is beneficial for the cancer of the pancreas, that it had a 20% cure rate. And you know, otherwise it's like with the contemporary treatment, it's like 2%, 1%. So, like, why wouldn't that be brought out to light?
Right. Well, it money answereth all things. I mean, these journal articles have listed a lot of natural things that help and assist with the treatment of certain diseases like the cancer we've been talking about. You're asking, it's a very common sense question. Why isn't medicine utilizing that? Because we can deduce that this part of the healthcare is not interested in utilizing them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'd be doing it. So we ask, well, why aren't you doing it? And, you know, obviously it was scientifically tested and proven, and you know, so why isn't it being used? So, yeah, good questions, obviously. I've also learned that business insurance companies are not interested in insuring products that have herbs in it, like chaparral, comfrey root, St. John's wort. So, it's a little, you know, crack in the door to get any of those herbals off the market.
You don't think they're being pressured, do you, Wendy?
I'm not a fly on the wall at their board meetings, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. All righty. Thanks, Cliff. We got to move on. We're out of time for tonight. And you know what happens every day? You know what happens in this country and around the world? Death. Death happens. That's right. And so if you died today, folks out there, even right now while you're listening to me, people are dying right now in this world. Let me ask you a question. Even if you're in excellent health, would that keep you from dying? What if you got killed in an auto accident? Do you remember the shock that you felt the last time you heard somebody you knew very well got killed in an accident? We just had that. I had a fellow just break down, and a dear friend of mine, because his grandson, who happened to be a grown man, got crushed to death. And so the certainty, and most people today, especially the young people they just got no idea. They don't think about things that we think about. Joe, you know, like, you know, well, how many more days do we have in this world? But you can't escape death. You cannot. And as it is appointed once to men to die, and after that the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. Now maybe you're thinking that if I would die today, I'm ready to go, and I'll never ever done anything really bad. I really haven't. A lot of people, I've heard people say this. I guess that I've done more good than bad, and somehow they think that's going to get them into heaven. That won't get you into heaven. See, I don't believe that people will say, I don't believe that a merciful God would ever send me to hell. Well, God gives you the choice. He gives you the choice, folks. You're the one that sends yourself there, and people do. People often, I've heard people say, well, you know what? I'm not ready yet, but right now I want to live the way I want to live, but when I get ready to die, then I'll call upon Jesus. I'll get saved. Well, you see, folks, you may not have any warning. You may not have. I just heard today another football player, an Air Force football player, just dropped dead, and then of a heart attack. It seems like and all of these people out there, many of you have taken the poisonous poke, and you're kind of, people are finding out that they're dying left and right, even though they're keeping it out of the fake news media. But I can tell you this, okay, I know exactly when you're going to die. I know exactly when you're going to die, because the Bible says that God has, we're predestined. We all have a pre-appointed time. And so whenever that time is that God has appointed you, the day and hour has been preset that your soul will be required of you. That's already been preset. The problem of it is only God knows when that is. You don't. And so what I'm telling you right now is you can't be too ready. And so here's what Jesus said. And he did all the heavy lifting. He took your place, substitutionary death, on that cross. You would not believe what he did for you. You cannot believe. There's no way you can even imagine, because it's beyond your comprehension the way he suffered. But he did it. And he tells you this. If you will pray to the Father in his name, ask for forgiveness of your sins. If you'll do that, God will always honor your commitment. Then you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any exceptions. And folks, when that happens, you will be a new creature, a born-again believer, and you will be indwelt from that very moment by the Holy Spirit. And folks, from that point on, let me tell you, no one has ever, ever, ever regretted getting saved. But boy, there's a whole lot of people out right now in hell wish they had. Yes, today in hell there are no unbelievers. Everybody, whether they're in heaven or hell, are believers, and you will be one someday, whether you like it or not. We're out of time for tonight, Wendy and Joe, so until tomorrow, we want to say, as we do this time every night, God bless, good night, and always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.